Oh, hello, Jessica.
Hello, Princess Cecilia.
Well, you sound pretty chipper.
I am trying to have a positive outlook on life. Even if it does not necessarily match the inside and like the personal life I have.
I want to get start off with like a somber, like a sad kind of mood.
That's why I try to be chipper. I'm sorry.
But I do want to. No, that was good. I just do want to like kind of address what's going on, what's been going on. Dear listeners, it's me, Princess Cecilia. You've probably been wondering like where we've been. Where we went,
right?
When we were coming back,
right? If we were ever going to come back again,
if we went on a great adventure learning things and couldn't record. I'm here to quell any fears, to dispel any rumors, to put to bed any of these mysteries, and just flat out say we had to take a forced hiatus because of a consequence. That Jessica is going to tell us about. But before we get into it, I just want to say we've missed you.
Right.
And we're so happy to be back. And thank you for worrying about us and for reaching out. And, sorry. Go ahead, Jessica. You can take it away.
No, I'm just saying, I appreciate your concern, listeners. Thanks for your patience.
We're
back at it, right, Princess Cecilia?
Well, we're back at it, but I feel like we're back at it with a new attitude that you want to talk about, and we're kind of approaching things a little bit differently. Before, we was kind of flying by the seat of our pants and not really thinking about the bigger picture.
Right, I'm flying too close to the sun.
Right, Icarus, his wax wings turned to back to wax. It turned back into the wax that it was when he was making them.
Got waxed everywhere.
He got waxed everywhere, and he probably had to peel it. It's kind of fun to drip wax and peel off your hand, though.
Wait, but this is like a candle wax where it just like gets it like everywhere, and you can't even get it off. It like never goes away.
Yeah. One time I fell asleep with a candle in my room, and then when I woke up and blew my nose, it was all black.
That's super dangerous.
Yeah.
Not only for the soot that resided in your nostrils.
Right.
But also for the potential fire hazard.
Yeah. Listeners, don't ever do that. Besides the mucus side effects, it's very dangerous.
Right. That's going to develop something.
That's also a great way to get your candle to tunnel. And once your candle tunnels, it's really hard to get it back.
No, you don't want to go and ruin the wick like that.
Right, you gotta wet to make sure you get a full wax pool, and then after that, only burn it for about 4 hours at the most, and never fall asleep.
Right, burn and enjoy, and then fall asleep nicely.
Wait. Blow it out, go to bed, and when you wake up, it'll be cool, and you can twim your wick, because you always want to make sure that your wick is twimmed.
Did you have candle making as one of your hobbies, Princess Cecilia?
I just love candles because I like that you could smell something when it gets hot. Like, I love chocolate chip cookies. Those are something you'll need. They smell the best when they're hot. If you just smell the dough, like the break-a-bake dough.
Right.
It barely smells like anything.
It's why it doesn't have the aroma.
Wait, the bouquet.
It really needs to permeate the airspace.
Correct. And it's the molecules getting hot. That's what releases the fragrance. And candles are kind of the same thing.
Correct. It's a chemical reaction.
Jessica, let's quit beating around the bush. Tell the people what happened. Tell the people what went on. Last we spoke, we were kind of getting geared up for sports, and maybe we were thinking about what we were going to do over spring break, which was coming up. Now spring break is over.
Boy, oh boy, did it fly.
Boy, oh boy. So let's go back to that moment. It's the week before spring break.
Right, we're doing all these scrimmages. We're going to try out for sports. I'm drinking protein shakes like crazy.
Right, you're really getting bulked up.
Really bulking up. Yeah, you know what, Princess Cecilia? I lost myself for a second because of, you know, I will never ever for a second ever say I regret doing this podcast.
Right.
But I have become a different person.
Right. Well, fame changes people.
Right. Because of, you know, the constant attention and the fun. And then, like, you know, I think I developed carpal tunnels from signing so many signatures.
Right, right.
Like, it really was really hard. Like, you know, I really needed to wear those sunglasses during reading time. It was just, everything was just white.
Oh, yeah.
It was just bright, flashing lights all the time.
Right.
But,
And then, you know, you go home, the whites fade, and it's like you look at yourself in the mirror, you say, who am I?
Yeah, you really, you know, you start to really break things down and look at things differently. And
when you're a first grader who has been thrust into the spotlight, it can be tough. And I also kind of want to take responsibility for that a little bit, Jessica, because, you know, I've been a princess my whole life. Right? I know what it's like. I've been through all of the soul searching and the figuring out your identity and saying who is the public me, who is the private me, all of these pieces of Princess Cecilia. There's Princess Cecilia, and I mean, guys, there's also just Cecilia. And now those are lessons that I all learned, like, when I was little. You know, now I'm already a first grader. But bringing you onto the podcast, I never spoke to you about, like, the consequences that it could have on your psyche. And I kind of just kind of flew you out there to the sharks. And I feel like I didn't prepare you. I didn't do you any favors in preparing you for the wife of a famous podcaster.
Well, Princess Cecilia, even though I greatly appreciate your apology and how you are trying to take all the blame, if not most of the blame on this, but I really have to say, I made the choice, Princess Cecilia.
That's true.
Every day to do everything I ever wanted to do.
That's true.
And no one else put those Capri Suns in my mouth but me.
That's right.
Yes, I might have had a small relapse on the Capri Suns.
Right.
When I was having this little episode, this little spiral, I really wasn't practicing my mantras anymore.
Right.
I kind of started developing new mantras. They were very, very selfish, very vain mantras. I don't even want to talk about them anymore. I'm putting that past. That's in my past now.
Right.
So, yeah, all of this really kind of made my grades suffer a lot. I kind of wasn't paying attention to school. And we worked so hard this whole school year, Princess Cecilia. You've helped me so many times. I practiced so many things in school and really, you know, get up on everyone's level.
Wait.
And, you know, I kind of, it was like almost all for naught because I just like, I'll blow away with all this fame. And, you know, I have to say, I greatly apologize for the way I was acting. But, yeah, I got put on academic probation, so I couldn't participate in any of the extracurricular activities, including all of the sports.
Sports and podcasting. So, basically, we were kind of gearing up, going to do a bunch of big episodes, had a lot of plans. We had a lot of sleepovers planned.
Yeah, it was a lot planned.
We were going to go to park a couple days. One day, we were going to get dropped off at Dairy Queen. We had a lot of stuff planned, and then basically one day during math class, Jessica got called into the office.
Yeah.
And it was Vice Principal Schmidt.
I didn't know if it was something I did. I don't remember.
Wait. I assumed when Jessica got called in that it was because she was eating crayons. And,
yeah, but they're not toxic, so.
No, I know. And that's why I felt like it was going to be Vice Principal Schmidt because, you know, he's kind of like, you know, he's kind of good cop and he rolls up his swacks and his sweeves. Well, wait, no, he weaves his swacks down. He rolls up his sweeves. And he really gets on your level. He kind of kneels over and he's like, hey, Cecilia, you know, what's going on? And I go, it's Princess Cecilia. He's like, yeah, Princess Cecilia. Anyway, he's a really great guy and I just assumed it was something, you know, not a super big infraction, just something he was checking in on you.
Right. See, maybe he wanted an autograph. I mean, who didn't at the time?
and that wasn't the case. So, Jessica, why don't you take us back to that moment, walk us through. You get called into Principal Schmidt's office, and what's he say? What goes on?
So, he called me into the office, and he had a very solemn face.
Mm-hmm.
I honestly thought that, it was something else wrong, I don't know. It could have been anything at that point.
Right.
I was thinking all the worst things.
Right.
And then, he told me that I have been, not performing up to the academic standards of my peers in the majority of my subjects. And that if I do not pick up all of my grades, I will have to repeat
the first grade.
Yes.
Which is,
I mean, how could you do the first grade the second time? That doesn't make sense. I was like first grade.
Well, that makes sense. Because one times one is still one.
Really?
Yeah, we learned that day in math class that you got taken out of academic probation.
Well, I really still have, a really blackout denial day on that one. That's a really hard one for me to visit.
Right.
But, yeah, okay.
So, basically, they called Jessica's house. Her mom was asleep on the floor, so they left a message, which is probably worse. And basically, once Jessica's mom found out Jessica wasn't allowed to do any extracurriculars, wasn't allowed to come over to my house anymore, wasn't allowed to do podcasts, and just got this huge packet of work to catch up on and try to get extra credit so that she can get through the first grade.
Not only did they make me do extra credit packets, they made me join the math week.
Yeah.
I was subjectated to performing mathematical equations and analytical equations on a daily basis, every day after school, for an hour.
Yeah. But did you get a cool badge?
I did. We did compete in a competition.
You didn't. How was that?
It was alright. It was really, really stressful. But, I was 4th place is not that bad.
Right. And guys, this is out of 5 schools.
Right. It's not that bad. But,
obviously Ben Franklin Elementary got first.
Obviously.
Anyway,
I mean, It was a learning experience.
Right.
Which was, the whole purpose.
Right.
But I came out of it a different and hopefully better person.
I think so. And I think that should be really be the focus. Is that, look, Jessica made a lot of mistakes in the past.
Right.
She has an addictive personality.
Right.
She has tried to give up Capri Suns and fallen off the wagon many times.
Right.
She didn't do her homework for basically a whole marking period. She swept through every single math class for at least 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
She kept eating old cheese sticks to make herself sick so she wouldn't have to go to science class.
I mean, the bonus was I got to eat a cheese stick.
Right, but you were doing it from a place in your heart that was not a good place. A vengeful place.
Wait, tummy?
No, the place that makes you try to figure out how to not go to science.
My
brain.
Oh, okay.
You would have learned that in science. Anyway, my point is that, look, Jessica can, she could be a complete mess, basically, and just, do everything wrong and make everyone feel really disappointed and upset. But that's in the past now.
Right.
She got on the other side of it. You've still got some. You still have a couple packets left to do. But, for the most part, she's on the other side of it, and we're going to look forward and be positive and, really take this opportunity to grow as a podcast, as first graders, as friends, and as the future leaders of the community.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I mean, Amelia Earhart probably, she probably struggled in the first grade.
Right. She probably struggled in math as well when she learned shapes and learned, you know, about triangles and stuff.
Right. Exactly. And look, but that wasn't her past. By the time she flew airplanes, She was great at math.
Except for the triangle she always struggled with. It was always something.
I mean, everybody's triangles are tough because they come in so many different triangles.
Right.
Susan B. Anthony. She's on the money now, right? I'm sure there was a time when she couldn't even do science.
I'm sure.
Right? Who else is a lady that...
Susan B. struggling with science.
Susan B. trying her best. Who else? Mary J. Blige.
She struggled as well?
I'm sure she struggled.
She struggled with a lot of drama in her life that she just didn't want it.
Probably. Yeah.
She wanted no more.
No more. Exactly. So.
Because she didn't like theater class.
Right. So for those of you who want to write in and scold Jessica for being a loser or making mistakes or just sitting around and, you know, with a thumb in her mouth or just doing nothing, you know, take a look back at yourself and take a look back at the women who shaped this country and see, like, which one of them, like, didn't do good at math in the first grade. I'm sure it was a bunch.
Yeah, I mean, like, I
Sacagawea probably didn't do good in the first grade.
Yeah, I think the first grade is, like, you know, the first step of really counting. Number one.
Oh, Sacagawea was probably good at counting.
Do you think she was really good at counting?
Probably.
Why do you think so? Because she was a dollar coin?
Yeah. Oh, wait, Susan B. Anthony's on a dollar coin, too. So she was probably...
Oh, so they were all numbers. Wait a minute. All these examples are always strong women that are on dollar coins. They were so much smarter than
Amelia Earhart is on a dollar.
No, she's not.
No. Anyway, I just really hope that we can all see ourselves in Jessica and in her struggle and then also see ourselves in her triumph.
Yeah. And you know what? Through this whole process, I really learned too that I see myself in everyone else. Because, you know, the fame can really get to you sometimes.
Yeah, absolutely.
But, you know, I'm just a normal person, really. I don't want to live beyond my means.
Right.
I don't want, you know, to become a different egotistical person.
Of course not.
That's not me.
That's not you at all. That's not you at all. And that's not your perception. Everyone's perception of you.
I hope not. I would never want that. So, you know, the path I was going could only lead to that.
Wait. And honestly, you know, I don't know if we have to get into this, but, like, you know, sometimes the people who stick to you when you start getting famous, getting hot, they might not really be your friends.
Right.
You know? They might not really be your friends.
Well, did Dr. Phil say anything about... all this?
Dr. Phil says if they'll do it with you, they'll do it to you.
Whoa.
If they'll do... I don't know how that applies here.
That's a scary one.
Yeah. He also says... What else does he say? He says, this is my wife, Robin.
Your beautiful wife.
So if you have a wife...
This is my wife, Robin.
Wait. He says,
you know, this is my wife, Robin.
You know, Dr. Phil has another podcast. Oh, yeah, we've talked about that before. Yeah. Dr. Phil's podcast. I would say the first one. Oh, wait, no, we said that one. No matter how flat you make a pancake, it's still got two sides.
Right.
I think the most apropos Dr. Phil quote right now would be, if they'll do it with you, they'll do it to you. If you see people sticking around to you and saying, oh, look, I don't want to hang out with that person, then the minute your stock drops, they'll do the same thing to you.
Terrible.
They'll be over with Johnny saying, yeah, I don't want to hang out with Jessica. She failed the first grade. Those aren't your real friends.
No, they're not.
Those aren't your real friends.
No, they're not my real friends.
No.
But I'm glad that it's, you know, we're almost seeing the light in the end of the tunnel.
Yeah.
I might still slightly be on academic probation. And, you know, I have to continue doing math leads for just a slight bit more.
Probably don't watch the market period.
You know, I'm now allowed to do the podcast.
Right.
Which is fun, and I'm ready to get back to it.
Yeah.
I've really been missing it.
Yeah, me too.
We have so much to talk about.
We have so much to talk about. I mean, I also feel like, you know, Jessica's being really humble, but, like, she's done so much, like, to change her thinking. Like, you know, Jessica has a guru now, who's given her, like, we talked about the mantras before, but I'm sure you have new mantras, and you're doing a lot of reading and a lot of, like, self-help and discovery.
Right. I have a new life coach.
Yeah.
He's fine. Coach Quint.
Coach Quint, yeah.
We, like, talk after school. And, like, you know, he helps with my homework sometimes.
Talk about goals.
Talk about my goals and what kind of person I want to be.
Wait.
He's really cool.
I encourage everybody to get with a life coach. I'm not really available for life coaching, but, like, if you wanted to write into, email princesscecilia'smagiccastle@gmail.com, I would probably give, like, some life coachy type advice, or I could recommend a life coach for you, maybe that one that's a little more local, or better suited for your specific needs.
Right. I have very specific needs.
Wait. You know, and I gotta say, not to pat myself on the back, but, when Jessica was going through this, she came to me. You came to me and asked me to be your life coach. And honestly, I just felt like I'm a little bit too close to the situation to really be able to, like, step back and, like, give good advice about it.
Right. I completely understand why you couldn't be my life coach.
And I also know your abilities. And I know that, you know, I was worried that I would push you too hard. You know, be like, drop the Capri Sun, like, let's throw it away.
Yeah, you know, it was, you know,
get on those shapes.
I should have thought about
it. Is it isosceles? Is it cute or is it obtuse?
Or is it Bermuda? You're white.
Yeah.
It was my mistake for asking you.
It was fine.
You know, I should have known that it would something would arise later on. We blur the lines of friendship or friends and wife coach and
right.
You know,
you're right.
That's not something we should.
It's a sacred relationship between a wife coach and someone with a wife that needs coaching.
Right. I'd rather just discuss my wife with you.
Yeah.
This podcast.
That's better. So, speaking of other stuff in our life, I mean, it's not all been doom and gloom, but thank you for listening to that story, and we have missed you so much, and we're so happy to be back, and I'm going to keep a close eye on Jessica, make sure that she doesn't go on academic probation again, and make sure that we both are going to see the second grade.
Can't slip this time.
That's right, because you've got nowhere, yeah, precisely.
Nowhere left to go, but in the exact same place I am.
Wait. I kind of wanted to talk about, like, you know, it's getting kind of warm out. It's, like, a little more summery, springy.
Right.
And, I just wanted to talk maybe about, like, a couple spring snacks that I've got my eyes on.
If we're talking about leftover peeps at the supermarket, I probably already bought them all.
I'm not talking about leftover. Do you like peeps?
I love peeps.
I don't like peeps very much because I feel like it's almost like, I don't know how they do this, but do you think it's possible that they took all the sugar out from inside a marshmallow and then they put it on the outside? What? Well, I just feel like when I eat a peep,
it tastes like,
okay, if you wick the outside of a peep, you go like, oh yeah, it's kind of like sugary. Wait, but then if you would have, let's say you could somehow skin the peep, skin all the sugar off the outside of peep and just eat the inside.
Right.
It's like there's no sugar in there.
No, it's just a marshmallow.
Yeah, but marshmallows taste like they have sugar in them a little bit.
Why? But the marshmallow that is also has other things mixed in with it. It doesn't taste like a straight up sugar crystal.
To me, a peep tastes like all of the sweetness sucked out of a marshmallow stuck on the outside. And it's like we incorporate it.
No. The peep is a type of marshmallow ducky that is then.
Wait, you like the ducky kind?
Sprinkled with a sugar crystal.
I prefer, first of all.
And then if you get the one with the bunny, they got the little eyes.
Yeah, I like the bunny. I like the bunny eyes.
Yeah, the bunny eyes. I don't know what they're made of. They're a little hard.
Yeah.
And they're like kind of brown, but I don't know what they are. They're not the same things as the other things.
Wait, they're not the same things as the other things.
Yeah, not the marshmallow or the sugar crystal, the pure sugar crystal.
Wait.
The pure sugar crystals.
Hey, that's the old Jessica. That's the old Jessica. The old Jessica will get all pumped up about that, but now we got the new Jessica.
Getting all itchy. It must be the allergies.
Yeah, it's that time of year.
Yeah.
No, I wasn't going to talk about peeps or chocolate Easter bunnies, although I love chocolate Easter bunnies, but those are stale by now.
With the chocolate Easter bunnies? Probably. What is your favorite part to eat? Like, what do you eat first?
It depends. First of all, it depends if it's solid or hollow.
It's a hollow.
Oh, okay. Does it have a basket of other chocolate in it?
Yes.
Okay, so then first I eat the other chocolate.
Okay.
Then I think I eat the basket.
Okay.
Then I eat the feet.
Okay.
Basically, I eat the ears last because it's my favorite part. Why am I stopping halfway? Let me go the whole way. First, I would eat the extra chocolate in the basket.
Right.
Then I would eat the basket.
Uh-huh.
Then I would eat the feet. Then I would eat the hands.
Right.
Then I would. Sounds like a scene of carnage when I describe it, like there's like a mutilating, but all of these eating sessions are happening seconds apart.
Right.
Then I would eat the tail. Then I would eat the
It's like you have to, like, you know, eat it over like the span of a few hours.
Wait. Then I would eat the tail. Then I would eat the legs. I ate hands already. Then I would eat the arms. Then I would eat the like upper torso.
Uh huh.
And then finally, I would eat the neck, and then a face, and then the ears.
Right, and then the ears.
Yeah. And then I would wick, sometimes I'll wick the inside of the box it came in. That's like a after dinner.
That's almost as far as I go.
Oh no, do you eat the box?
A little bit. There's a particular spot where it rests for a very long time.
Right, I know exactly the spot.
There's just not enough for it.
There's a couple spots. There's where it was sitting on the bottom of the box. There's also where the curly tail was touching the back of the box. And then there's where the tip. One ear is always taller than the other, and I don't like that. But then there's the one where the taller ear was touching the top of the box.
Yes.
So I get that. Those are the parts I wick. I don't chew on them now. Anyway, no, I wasn't talking about Easter bunnies either. I was talking about, I don't know if you have seen these, but they're like, how would you describe them? Oh, they're wafer cookies.
Wafer cookies? I'm listening.
Usually there's the ones with the chocolate in the middle or the vanilla in the middle.
Right.
Now, since it's spring and it's kind of like festive, I'm really into the strawberry ones.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yes.
The strawberry ones?
I do like those.
Yeah. So, what was this, a recommendation? Oh, no.
The spring snack.
Yeah, spring snacks. I feel like that's a way, if you guys are looking for a good spring snack, that's a really good one. I think it's definitely the time of year to switch over from regular Dunkaroos to Funfetti Dunkaroos.
Oh, yes, let the party begin.
Wait, it's a time of year. And then I guess the other one would be...
Oh, there's an Oreo now that has yellow.
Oh, yes, the reverse Oreos.
No, the cream is yellow.
Oh, the cream is yellow. Does it taste like cream? Yes, was it lemon?
It's still the same thing.
I had red velvet Oreos.
Yeah.
And it just kind of tasted like,
like red velvet? Like
no, actually, clothes. Now that I think about it, it kind of tasted like the box that the Easter Bunny comes in.
Oh.
So maybe you would like that.
Maybe I would like those.
You can have the ones I didn't finish. I didn't like them very much.
Okay, that's fine.
Those would be good if you like that for spring. It's not my thing. But those would be good if you're looking for a little bit of color. There's one more, though. That was really... Be still my heart.
It's a pitter-patter.
Yeah. Oh, I got it. For some of you, something that Jessica went through that it kind of made me open my eyes, like with her Capri Sun addiction and also her evaporated milk addiction, that sometimes like maybe foods with so much sugar in it, it's not the best for growing kids and you should weigh off the sugar every once in a while. So I really want to recommend Dole Fruit Cups.
Yum.
I think they're a great spring snack. They're easy. They're fun. You don't really need a spoon if you're going like on a trip, like a field trip, mm-hmm. and you have to bring a brown paper bag that you have to throw away.
Yeah, you don't even have to use like a spoon or anything.
Right, exactly. It's a perfect snack for that. If you get the kinds that are in juice, you can drink the juice.
Delicious.
If you get the kinds that are in syrup, I don't think you should eat that.
I mean,
but if it's syrup. Yeah, it's syrup, so you wouldn't eat that.
I put it in my pancakes.
I mean, you could put it on your... I'm not going to endorse that. That sounds... I'm not going to go as far as saying this, but it sounds a little bit like the old Jessica coming out.
These are little fruity pancakes.
I guess so. We're kind of talking about quick snacks. So I know if like a plate of pancakes with fruit syrup on them is a great suggestion. But I hear you. Also, it comes with like those different varieties. There's the mango kind. Mm-hmm. There's the ones that have apples and cherries in them.
I like the cherries.
I like the one that's cherry mix.
Yes.
That's more than apples and cherries. It's
the pineapple?
There's pineapple. There's...
Pale?
There's pale. There's... Pineapple? Pale. There's apple. And cherry. And it's in juice. That's a delicious one.
Delicious.
That's a really delicious one. What others are good? Sometimes they make like fancy ones that are in gelatin.
Like jello?
Yeah, it's like jello but with fruits in it.
Like ambrosia.
A what?
Ambrosia.
Wait, like ambrosia.
Delicious.
Delicious. So those are great spring snacks. Like, I don't know if your mom was listening to this podcast or dad or what a person. If you're a mom or a dad or a person listening to this podcast and you're thinking of, like, how to spruce up your lunches for spring, definitely recommend a Dole Fruit Cup.
I've always wanted to stick my face in a jello mold.
In a jello mold? I don't even know what I'm asking. You mean, like, a bowl of jello? Or do you mean, like, in a substance where if you were to stick your face in it, it would make a negative and that would become a mold with which you could pour gelatin into and make a jello cast of your face.
I first thought that I wanted what I thought what I wanted it at first, until you mentioned that.
Now you want that.
Now that's all I ever wanted.
Like, you know when you get a retainer and they make you, they put that stuff in your mouth and you hold
your mouth? No, I don't know what it is to have a retainer. As you can see, my teeth are very crooked.
They're not that bad. Once you get into the second grade, you could probably get braces.
My older cousin calls me a pit bull.
A pit bull?
Yeah. Aww. I mean a bulldog.
You don't look like a bulldog. You look like a cute bunny.
Oh, that's adorable.
Yeah, or like a chipmunk, that's got a couple, few extra teeth, and they're a little crowded at the bottom.
You're saying, I don't want to know what you're saying, I have extra teeth in my mouth? You think I have too many teeth?
No, I think you know what?
I mean, we could really cash in on this, if that's what you're thinking.
Jessica, I think you have the perfect amount of teeth that you need, and I think that number of teeth is probably different for every person.
Do you think everyone gets a different number of teeth?
I think that the teeth you have become the teeth you need. I think that the teeth you have, you learn to make them the teeth that you need. And you, I mean, some would say you
just quit and bail it?
Right. Some would say you hit real pay dirt on that because you've got a couple extras.
Interesting.
And that's what's resulting in a little bit of crowding. A little bit of crowding. Maybe as you clear your mind and organize your thoughts, your teeth will follow suit and become more orderly.
Speaking of a little crowding, how's it going here at home?
Oh, jeez. Well, I'm sure, listeners, you've heard the scurrying of animals. I like animals. I love Perry the Parrot.
Perry's great.
Perry's great, but he just sits in his cage and he just kind of looks around and then he'll fly out and look up and then go back. You know, like, he's not bothering anybody. He's not trying to, you know, there's no kind of Machiavellian, like, undertone to what he says. There's no, like, I'm not worried about the subtext when I talk to Perry. Perry want a quacker? He's a quacker or whatever. And that's not so much the case with everybody else. You know, I've got Cindy still here. I was really hoping that, like, spring cleaning at her parents' house, and that her mom would clean up and go, oh, you know what? Maybe I have room to have my kid back. But so far, such is not the case.
That's sad.
I guess not. Or maybe that they would spring clean and find room in their hearts to reunite their family. But alas, I guess it is too dusty in there.
Yeah, it's not looking great.
Yeah, so she's still here under the trundle bed. In the trundle bed. The only thing that's good is that we both, because I was really worried about this, because I like to keep my windows open and the fan on, because I get very overheated at night.
Yeah.
And I was worried, like, what if Cindy wakes it kind of more toasty? But she also wakes it with the window open, so.
Well, I guess that's, what one would call a silver lining.
It's a silver lining, because, you know, she is a guest, and I felt like if she was cold, I would have to shut the window, just, right. Like, to be, I guess, a nice, like, a host or whatever, even though it's my room. Be in my room. It's my space. Yeah. My place to be myself.
You're absolutely right.
But it was neither here nor there because we both have a similar temperature preference.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. So, you know, it's all right. It's not so crowded, I guess, because we can feel a nice breeze
between us. Right, now you can open the window. It's a nice breeze.
Now we can feel a nice breeze.
It feels so suffocating.
Right. So, do you have any, you know, you've kind of been through this experience. Do you have any advice for people? Maybe those other people who know princesses who are looking to be their royal subjects and want to know how it's going to affect them, or people who are suddenly being thrust into the spotlight, or even just any other first graders who can't do math so good.
The one piece of advice I would give to any of those people, because...
And preferably original advice, not Dr. Phil advice.
Oh, no. Okay. You know, I can't speak from Dr. Phil's point of view. He's a very intelligent man. The one piece of advice I would give to all of those people that seem to be in the exact same situation almost is that you should get a friend that will be there, even if they're just there to listen.
Right.
Just having another person who knows you and understands you and can be there by your side and make you feel like you're not alone.
Right.
Is probably the most helpful thing in the world.
Right.
So I suggest getting a friend.
That's a great suggestion, getting a friend. If you don't have a friend, I mean, first maybe think about if you're doing something weird that's making that happen. But then if not, and you still don't have a friend, we will be your friend, maybe.
Right. Well, friends come in all different shapes and sizes. I mean, maybe your teacher is your friend. Or it's maybe Kiddos. Your post office man is your friend.
Oh.
Or maybe the newspaper delivery man is your friend. I don't know. Anyone or the person that you buy your milk from every week is your friend.
Oh. We buy it from a different... It's just whoever's at the cash register.
Oh, it's never the same person when you go to the store?
No, it's just a couple different high schools they rotate through, and then Wanda.
Single time my mom and I go to the store, there is Donald.
Donald, yeah. Donald, Wanda, and the high schools.
He's always there.
Donald's really nice because he'll reach into the back and get you the newer cheese sticks.
Always.
Because they, you know, well-known fact, listeners, if you go to a grocery store, you might notice that if you're looking at perishable items, that they purposefully stack them so that the newest ones go to the back and the old ones are the front. So I dig through it.
Right.
But Donald will, if you're looking for a cheese stick, Donald will reach his long arms all the way to the back.
Very, very long arms.
That's probably why he works at a grocery store, because he can stock stuff easy.
Most likely.
That's it's like an evolution.
But you should definitely also befriend your grocery store clerks.
That's correct.
You like the perks.
The clerks bring the perks. That was a great piece of advice. I guess my piece of advice as someone on the outside will be, you know, check up on others. Someone might seem like they're doing really great and being really strong and bulking up and getting ready to do a lot of new things in their life and going to scrimmages and drinking protein shakes and doing all that stuff. And then alone, you know, in the downtime, maybe they'll do nothing, I guess, not doing the homework. So check up on people. Check up on them.
Accountability.
Accountability. It takes a village to pass the first grade. All right, listeners, we'll see you next time. Promise there won't be such a huge hiatus, because I'm going to stay on top of Jessica.
Wait.
And make sure that she gets to her homework. And if you want to write to us again, you can write to us at princesscecilia'smagiccastle@gmail.com. You can follow us on Princess Cecilia's Magic Castle on Instagram. And just take care of yourselves and have a mantra.
And stay in school.
Stay in school, kids. Bye.